There is nothing like being able to be with people of like faith and lift the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen? Oh, and I enjoyed that Sunday school class so much. I really did. Very timely. If you would, open up your Bibles to the Epistle of 1 Peter chapter 4. Epistle of 1 Peter chapter 4. And what the Lord laid on my heart is, you know, when Brother Dennis was all over that this morning, was the very understanding that we are living in perilous times. And we need to be tuned in to what's truth and what's error. We need to be assistive to the Lord in recognizing and realizing that there's a battle going on. And that battle is for your soul, my soul, for the people in this dispensation of time to either come to God or not. So it's very critical that we walk in love, that we walk in the Spirit of God, and that we understand what's happening. So I heard this phrase. The Lord said, watch by prayer. Watch by prayer. And that is so true. You know, we've got to see things, and we've got to see it through the eyes of prayer. In other words, through communion with our Father. You and I, prayer is not just when we put our hands together and say something to God. It's every moment of our life we're in prayer with God, because He's the vine, we're the branch. Amen? There's a constant communication there, whether we realize it or not, because you can be about your job or you can be doing certain things, and all of a sudden something comes up inside of you and it reminds you that you need to do this or you need to change that. What is that? That's prayer. God's talking to you. Amen? And so we need to be in the place where we allow that to be the number one driving force of our decision making, of the way we perceive and then compute information and then act on what we've received. Amen? All right, so we're going to talk about that this morning. Watch by prayer. 1 Peter chapter 4, let's just start reading in verse number 1. Let's read these first 8 verses to get a foundation. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, oh hallelujah, praise God, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick, the alive, and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Now verses 7 and 8, highlight in your mind's eye, underline it in your Bible if you would. But the end of all things is at hand. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Watch by prayer, if you would. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Pray with me. Father, we stand before you this morning, a group of people who are hungry, Lord, for the truth. We're hungry to be able to see and discern clearly the times that we're living in. Lord, you said that the sons of Issachar, they had an anointing upon their lives that allowed them to discern the time they was living in.
Yes.
Lord, let that anointing come upon us this morning to be able to discern the time of our life, the time this church, the dispensation of the time that you have placed us in, to know what your will is.
Yes.
And to be able to see the working of the enemy and allow it to be brought under your feet by the working of the Word of God in our lives. Father, let it be. Let us see like we've never saw before. We ask these things, believing we receive in the name of Jesus. And we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I love these verses of Scripture. You know, it starts out talking about what Christ done for me, what He done for you. Amen? He suffered in this flesh. He done what we couldn't do. He overcame.
Yeah.
Amen. He walked in this body as you and I walk. In all points tempted, the book of Hebrews says. Yet He was without sin.
Amen.
So He was the perfect sacrifice, the sinless Lamb of God. And because you have placed your faith in Him, because I've placed my faith in Him, then our sins are washed away. Amen?
Yes.
We're made whole. We're made pure. And in the same manner that He overcome, you and I can overcome.
Amen.
It's not about what we know, not about what we understand, but it's about that communication,
amen,
that relationship that Jesus, He died, as it was said this morning in Sunday school class, quoting out of the book of Romans chapter 5. Well, I was yet a sinner. Come on, verse number 8. Christ died for me. He died for you. And so because He done that, today I can overcome and I can be aware. You can overcome and you can be aware of the working of the enemy. And we can watch by prayer and we can see things that God would have us to know. Now, before we get to the main thought, this come to me. I want to be sure and bring this up. Look at verse number 3. Talking about these things that comes out of the past life, the sinner's life. Notice in the verse number 3, it talks about this revelings. Now, this revelings is a Greek word. It's komos, and it's where we get our English word comatose. And this is what the devil wants to do. He doesn't want us to watch in the prayer. He wants us to be just going through the motions of life. You know, and being led by whatever the world sets as a standard and whatever the world says is okay, and live that way and not even have to think about right or wrong, just go through life. Amen?
Yes.
But Galatians 5:21, I believe it is, tells us, the same Greek word is used, that if we do that, we will not enter into heaven. So we got to recognize and realize that there is, like Brother Dennis taught, a spirit out there who is deceiving to try to get us pulled away from the truth, pulled away from that relationship, pulled away from the victory that Christ has for us. Amen? But that's another message for another time. I want us to concentrate on this verse 7 and 8. It said, but the end of all things is at hand. The end. You say, well, man, I've heard that my whole life. That's the message from the very beginning. Remember, Matthew 3:1-2, John the Baptist is introduced, and that's his message. That the time, it's drawing to a close. And he was preparing the way for the coming of the Lord. Well, here Peter is preparing for the second coming of the Lord. He's saying the time is close. Not only that, but the Word of God is written on multi-levels, at least 3 levels. In this level, he's also talking about in 10 years, Jerusalem was going to cease to be a nation. The temple was going to be done away with, and all the things that they had took confidence in their Jewish tradition, it was going to be gone. And as you and I look at that and we put that in applicable today, we trust in a lot of things in this world.
Yeah.
If we'll be honest, we do. And they're not going to last. There's only one thing. Jesus said heaven and earth will pass away, but He said my words is the only thing that will not pass away. So we got to hold on. We got to build upon. We got to listen and communicate with God to hear that word that's
amen,
eternal. Amen. That's abiding. So He says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye. Say, that's me.
That's me.
He said, be ye therefore sober and watch under prayer. Be sober. Be of a sound mind. Be influenced. Remember, Paul said that the way we come into the perfect will of God and not just the permissive will of God was to have our mind renewed.
Amen.
That's how we get a sound mind. We hear the Word of God and our mind is renewed to that truth. We're sober. We're not, in other words, we're being influenced from the inside, not from the outside. We're being influenced by what God says, by what His Word says, by what that communication process that's taking place in every moment of our life by Him rather than what's going on out here.
Right.
Come on, there's a lot of stuff going on out here.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of stuff during the day.
Right.
Some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it depends on how we receive it, how it affects us. But we've got to be in that place where He said, be sober and watch unto prayer. Watch. This word watch, it simply means to abstain from an outside influence. Come on now.
Yeah.
You and I today, as you said this morning, we get choices.
Yeah.
I've got to choose. God said in the book of Deuteronomy to the nation of Israel, He said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve.
Right.
See, I've got to make a choice. Every time I hear something, I've got to choose whether I'm going to yield to that because it's God.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to reject it because it's the world. Amen? I've got to make a choice. What am I going to do? Am I allowing the Word of God to be the number one place in my life? Am I allowing the Word of God to cause me to think and to be directed, to be motivated in my life? Or am I listening to something else? And the only way I'll know that is if I'm watching unto prayer. If I have that communication. Amen? Come on, we're talking about you and I. We're not promised one more second than right now. He gave us, this is the present because it is a gift from God. Amen? It's right now. And so I've got to trust in that. And I've got to watch under prayer. He said, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Love. He said, in the last days, Jesus said, because the love of many shall wax cold.
Yeah.
Because of iniquity, lawlessness, a lack of understanding of God's Word, of communication with God, it was going to cause the love to be put down.
Right.
And that love is what covers the sin. The love is what Brother Dennis was talking about, that enables us to work together as a group of people, that enables us to look past things that we may not understand or even things in the natural that we don't like. But that doesn't mean one's wrong and one's right. It just means God made us unique. Amen. He didn't use a cookie cutter. He made us exactly the way He wanted us. Now, the devil likes to pervert things. But as long as you and I are yielding to the Spirit of God and we're watching by prayer, God's building something. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to place it together, in other words, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And that's what we've got to hold on to. That's what we've got to look for. But laying this foundation, here's what I want to talk about you real quick. First of all, you and I, if we're going to be watching under prayer, we need to know why. And the reason why, he said, because there was an enemy out there. Number one, this enemy is the flesh, but it's the enemy working in the flesh, through the flesh, if we allow him to. Amen? And number two, we need to understand that the enemy has, as Brother Dennis taught, very deceptive ways. So we need, first of all, we're going to look at, we need to know our enemy. And this is how we watch under prayer. Now, you know these verses of Scripture. Return with me to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll lay 3 points down real quickly. Ephesians chapter 6. Look at starting in verse number 10. Paul writes here to the church. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong. Amen? In what? In what I know? No. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the trickery, amen, of the devil.
Yes.
The devil is as a roaring lion. He is seeking about whom he may devour. He is going about trying to sow discord among the brethren. He is going about trying to bring deception in and among the body of Christ, the living church of the living God. But he said, for us to what? To recognize that, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against each other. Our battle is not against our brother and sister. It's not against our neighbor that plays the music too loud or throws the trash out on the road. That's not the battle.
No, it's not.
Watch under prayer. Lord, what's really going on? When this is happening, to try to make me not pray for this person or not want to talk to this person or not be with this person, watch under prayer. Communicate with me, God. Tell me the truth.
Yes.
The devil's got an agenda.
Right.
The devil's trying to move us away from God and move us out of the place of being God's representative in the earth.
Yes.
Love. The love that covers a multitude of sins, it comes up inside of you, inside of the believer, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Right.
So we got to recognize our battle. We recognize that person. It's not the person. It's who the person is yielding to.
Yes. Amen.
So many times people, they do and they say things and they get right in your face and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. But you and I, we're going to stand against the wiles of the devil, the trickery of the devil, because we're going to do what the Word says. We're going to recognize that there's levels of devils. Amen? That's what this is. Look at this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I need to know my enemy. If I'm going to watch by prayer, if I'm going to see and have a communication with God, if I'm going to be in that place where God can use me to love my brother, to love the unlovable, to change people's lives, to bring them what they need, more knowledge of God.
Yes.
Not that I know it, but God knows it.
Amen.
Amen. Not that you know it, but God, His Spirit's inside of you.
Right.
You are anointed by God to bring truth.
Yeah. That's right.
And so I've got to recognize there's levels of devils. Every one of these, this is a different hierarchy in Satan's army. Satan's got an army.
Right.
And he moves in and among, and you see him. He comes in different ways. He'll come in, and you'll see first just a little cloud come over somebody's life. And they get just a little cold.
Uh-huh.
They pull away. They don't want to be around you like they did before.
Yeah.
They don't want to be around God's people. They don't want to be around the things of God or certain programs on TV that are of God. Because why? That cloud is coming there. The first level. And as they yield to that, it increases in power.
Yeah.
And it pulls them further away from God's plan and God's will. We got to know the enemy. We communicate. We watch for prayer. We see what's happening. And we say, God, help me to help them. Help me to love them. Help me to pray what I need to pray. Holy Ghost, I give you my tongue. You give me the words to pray. I want to stand in their place. Because they're trying to be right now sifted as wheat. And I want you to use me to allow them to be able to stand back up in the truth of who Jesus is and what He made them to be. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, being what God has destined, what God's ordained, watching in these last days. We don't know how much time we've got. We really don't. And so we want to what? He said there, we read in our scripture, we in the time that we've got left, we don't want to live under foolishness. We want to live under God. Amen? That means living the plan of God, the will of God. Make the most of the time that you and I have while we've got an opportunity to do it. Now turn over to Romans chapter 8. Let's see something here. Well, our battle is not against flesh and blood. So I got to see what God said. And He says in Romans chapter 8, looking, starting in verse number 6, for to be carnally minded, talking about the flesh, is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
That's right.
So I got to recognize and realize the devil, one of the ways he's going to work on my life and your life is he's going to try to keep us occupied about the flesh.
Amen.
Concerned about what the flesh wants, what the flesh thinks it needs. How? Because in the flesh, I'm very easily offended.
Yeah.
That's right. If he can keep me in the flesh, I am no good to nobody because I'm always puffed up.
Right.
Now you can look at me like you want to. I'm being honest with you.
That's right.
My flesh is never satisfied. It's never happy. It's always wanting, and it's always trying to get its way.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if I want life and peace, that's what God. Jesus said, "I am the life."
Amen.
Amen. He said, "I come to give you abundant life." If I want that, then I've got to be in the place where I recognize one of the ways these hierarchies, these levels of devils, is going to work is going to try to keep me pulled down into the flesh.
Right.
And so I got to say, wait a minute. Now, God promised me life and peace. I'm not having life and peace in this situation. I'm not giving life and peace out of my life in this situation. Something's wrong. There's something happening here. So I need to come back and I need to watch. In other words, I need to see this situation by prayer.
Yes.
I need to do like what Peter said to do. I need to see what's really happening.
Yes.
What's going on? What is the devil trying to do? Is he trying to keep me from being used by God? Or is he trying to get me to give up on God? Or is he trying to use me to hurt somebody else to make them doubt the goodness of God? Come on, all of these things or an avenue and a vein that the enemy wants to do inside the church house, inside the body of Christ. And we've got to recognize and realize it, that we're living in these last days, and the only thing that matters is Christ said, look and see, the harvest is white.
Amen.
It's white, meaning it's ready. And if I can see it, Guess what? They don't have to fall by the wayside.
Yeah.
If Christ shows me, if Christ shows you, that means He's going to give us the ability to go out and to pull them in. Not that we're anything, but we're God's servant, and His anointing is what does the work. Amen?
Amen.
I'm talking about excitement about being who we are.
Yes.
Understanding that our life has purpose and has meaning beyond just the normal everyday life.
Amen. That's right.
He says, drop down to look at verse number 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. But our battle's not against flesh and blood, remember? Because He said Christ died, come and died in the flesh, and defeated it, and rose up. Remember the 1 Peter chapter 4 that we just read? That means I can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. He said, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. So I know my enemy. I know the enemy's going to work on the flesh.
Right.
He's going to work on the... Because why? Because he is death.
Yes.
And the carnal man is what? Is dying. So he's going to work in that avenue, in that vein. So I recognize and realize when things start happening to raise the flesh up or to cause the spirit to be put down. Remember Jesus said that the spirit's willing? He said, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. Matthew 26:41. He said for us to what? To recognize that the flesh is weak.
Yes.
But the Spirit's willing. So if I'm going to be anything to God in these last days, I've got to keep the flesh down.
Yes.
And be in that Spirit. And I'll always be willing. And guess what? God, He's always willing to use you.
Yes,
He's waiting. He's desiring. He's got so much confidence in you that He said, in the last days, I'm going to put you in this time period.
Amen.
That's important.
Amen.
When we recognize and realize that we're alive now, and we see, He said that the last generation, from the time when the fig tree was set out, when Israel set out again as a nation, was going to be a last generation, and God counted you worthy to live in it.
Amen.
That means He knows that you will bring in the harvest.
Praise God.
So you need to hold your chest up high in Jesus and say, I'm going to watch in the prayer.
Amen.
I'm going to be in that place. Amen. I'm going to know my enemy. I'm going to recognize when the flesh starts acting up, and I'm going to put it down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, but at the same time, the way we can do that, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I've got to make that confession. I'm saved by grace. I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
I'm not a child of the devil. I'm not a child of the world. I'm a child of God.
Yeah.
Am I perfect? No. But I'm going to be someday.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what grace is all about. Amen. And that's what the understanding of a relationship or a communication process is all about. Philippians 4:13, you know the verse. We quote it all the time, but let's live it. I can do
all things.
Not some things, not part things. I can do all things. You can do all things through Christ, through His strength.
Yeah.
That's not in there to fill up space. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, help us to receive
right.
that and act on it.
Yeah.
Because I need to know my enemy, first of all, but I need to know my energizer.
Amen.
Come on, you and I, Christ is greater than the energizer bunny. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He is never going to run down. He's never going to be weak. He has the strength for you. And that's why I watch into prayer, because as I commune with Him, as you commune with Him, that energy source comes inside of us. And as the energy source comes inside of us, we're being led by the Spirit.
That's
and He
right.
said, if I was led by the Spirit, I wouldn't follow after the flesh.
Yeah, that's right.
I could enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I spent so much of my life not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Let the devil steal it from me. Because things just wouldn't just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they ain't perfect, I'm just going to not enjoy anything about it.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Know our enemy, but know the one who wants to energize us. Now let's look at something. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 17. We're talking about being, I can do things, and having watching by prayer. In Matthew 17, we have something that will help us, because so many times we start to do something for the Lord and it don't work out. And then the devil says, see, you don't even need to do anything. In this Matthew 17, we have a situation where this man has got his son and he's possessed with a devil. And I won't take time to read all this, but you know the story. But drop down to verse 19. They bring him to Jesus. And it says, then came the disciples after they broke, after Jesus cast this out, but by his power. In verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. But verily I say unto you, if you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, not one thing, shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
This is why we have to watch under prayer. We have to keep praying, because as we pray to God, then we keep the flesh down.
Right.
Our spirit stays up. Amen. Now, the disciples here that Peter and John and Andrew and Jesus were up on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were here trying to minister to this young man. They couldn't do it.
Right.
Galatians 5:6 tells us faith works by love.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we read this story in the Gospel of Mark chapter 9, we would see that before they went to minister, they were arguing amongst themselves who was the greatest in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Flesh.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't be in faith if you're in flesh.
Right.
I see, Jesus done told them, if you look in Matthew 10:1, he done told them, he said, I give you power to cast out devils.
Uh-huh.
So they go in that situation, they try to cast the devil out, they can't do it.
Right.
And immediately then the devil gets on their shoulder and says, see, God's word's not true, God's word's not for you, God's word's not for this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 True.
God's word never fails. I got to come back here and check what's going on here. I got to know my enemy. My enemy is the devil, and he's going to try to work through the flesh. So I got to keep myself energized in the spirit and the flesh put down. By how? By letting Christ be the strength. Letting Christ be the one that does it. I just make myself available. You make yourself available. Amen. And we stay in that place of availability by walking in love. Come on, I want us to be able to help people. There's people that you know that they think God's Word doesn't work because of the same story that I'm telling you. You say, well, no, I don't know anybody that ever tried to cast out a devil. I'm not talking about that. Other things in the Bible that hadn't worked because they were in the flesh and not in faith.
Yes.
Because they were in self and not in love. Amen?
Amen.
And we need to help them. We need to show them. Because I've got to be shown every day. Amen. I'm humble enough that I come to God and I tell Him, God, I know I've messed up today in certain areas. You show me where I messed up. You show me how it could have been different. And I'll try to do that next time.
Amen.
I'll try to be that pupil. Amen.
Uh-huh,
man.
That's good.
We've got to keep the flesh down.
Amen.
We've got to recognize that there's levels of devils and they're coming against you. Okay, real quick. Go with me to the book of Judges. And let's see something here. This is so very powerful. In the book of Judges, chapter 16. Well, earlier than that, starting in chapter 13, you've got the story here that starts about Samson. But if you look at chapter 16, it gets into the very part of his ministry. Now, Samson, his name means sunlight. Or light. And if you, I believe this with all my heart, especially from prayer, that I believe that Samson is a type of the last day church.
Yes.
Anointed by God, supposed to be strong, Daniel said that those who know their God will do exploits in the last days.
Amen.
Where's the church at?
Yeah.
Come on, we got the devil doing false exploits in the earth.
That's right.
He is. He's showing mighty, majestic signs that are not of God, but they are spiritual.
Yeah.
Where's our God? He's still on the throne, amen? But Samson here, he is anointed of God to be the strong man. He's anointed. You're anointed. The Bible tells you, 1 John 2:20, 1 John 2:27, you are anointed of God. But here's what you've got to recognize, and I've got to recognize with the anointing that God anoints us, the devil is going to bring something in your life to dissolve that anointing.
Yes.
He's going to bring the thing that will bring down God's plan for you. And so if I'm going to watch under prayer, if I'm going to be in the place in these last days where I'm effective and I'm not stopped by the enemy, I'll see those levels, amen? Because I'm talking to God. Okay, look here in Judges 16, verse number 4. We don't have time to read all this, but it came to pass afterward, talking about Samson, that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Now Sorek, it means choice vine, vineyard. This is the place, you remember when the 12 spies went in? There about Eshol, when they went in and they come out, they carried the cluster of grapes.
Yeah.
This is in that same area. So that we understand something. But the Bible says in Ephesians 5:18, don't be drunk on wine where it is in excess, but be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Be walking in the Spirit. Amen?
Right.
I'm not talking against drinking. I'm talking about don't be influenced by the world.
Right.
Don't. And this is what's fixing to happen to Samson. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Amen?
Right.
He loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah. Now Delilah, her name fully translated instead of only transliterated, it means languishing. It means to make feeble.
Yeah.
Remember, he's anointed to be the strong man of God.
Yeah.
But the devil brings something in his life that is weak and feeble, that is languishing. Because why? Whatever you sow, that's what you reap. The devil is going to try to take you out of your place. Now, this is important. If you can feel the anointing of what I'm trying to say, it's not what I'm saying, it's what the Holy Ghost is saying. The devil is going to try to move you out of your place, out of your call. And you've got to recognize that God has anointed you for this time and this place and this ministry. And you hold on to it. You nurture it. You keep it because God gave it to you. Amen? Now, look at this. Here's the plan. Here's the level of the devil's working. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, that we may give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Now this is the way the devil works. He comes and he wants to bind you up. He cannot stand the liberty that you have, the freedom that you have in being forgiven.
Uh-huh.
It makes him mad.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants to do. These levels of devils try to get us back in the flesh, where we can't watch under prayer, where we're not being led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And so we've got to be very cautious, very careful, and recognize what the enemy's doing. Enticements. Now, why am I talking about this? Because we just talked about, Jesus said to be able to do the works, we've got to be in prayer, and we've got to be in fasting, which was keeping the flesh down.
Right.
There's only two places in Samson's life that's recorded that he prayed.
Yeah.
Only two places. The guy who's anointed to bring God's enemies under control. That makes us quiet, don't it? Because why? It's a type of the last day church.
That's right.
There's never been a time when there's fewer prayer warriors than we've ever had at this moment.
That's right.
Now, I'm not saying that to browbeat. I'm saying that you and I, we've got to be in our place.
Amen.
Every one of us is anointed to pray.
Amen.
We may not be able to do what other people can do, but we can pray.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the Holy Ghost would pray through us.
Right.
And take what we say and make it exactly what needs to be prayed. That excites me.
Amen.
Because I sometimes don't have a clue how to pray. But I trust my God.
Amen.
And I know you trust your God. Amen. And so He's going to do it.
Yes.
Now look at this. It says that we'll give thee every one of the 1,100 pieces of silver. They said we'll give you. This figures up to $750,000 in today's money. The devil's willing to pay any price to stop you.
That's right.
Now, this is important.
Yes, it is.
He'll do anything he can to stop you. There's no limit on it. And so you've got to be so cautious and watch under prayer and realize this next decision that I make, this next word out of my mouth, this next action with my hands Is it inspired by God or is it of the flesh? In proportion of my obedience, the Holy Ghost said, would be the proportion of the anointing.
That's right.
On my life. That's the same for every believer. I want the anointing to increase, but for the anointing for it to increase, I've got to be faithful where I'm at.
Praise God. Yes.
I'm talking about being growing up in the Lord, amen?
Amen.
And letting God be God.
Yes.
And letting this life do what God called us to do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know you're getting tired. Let's drop down to, I'm going to look at this some other time in greater detail, but drop down, look at verse 19. After Samson told all of his heart to her, she said in verse 19, Judges 16:19, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And there's no doubt that he went to sleep every other time in these other attacks as well. Because this, the way this is written, this is what the devil wants to do. He wants to put us asleep spiritually before we miss out on the plan of God.
Yes, that's right.
And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man and caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. There's churches today, they have go through the motions. The Spirit of God isn't even there.
That's right.
I'm not judging them, and I'm not saying that to be hateful. I'm saying that with a broken heart. We can't do anything about that but pray, but we can do something about this here.
Praise God.
We can't. The Bible says don't grieve the Spirit
of
God. If I come in here and I let my flesh rise up, I'm going to grieve the Spirit of God. But if I with all my heart walk in the grace of God, not perfect, but with a heart that's
praise
after God, amen.
Yes.
God will bless it.
Amen.
And that's what God's requiring of
yes.
us. He wants to bless us.
Amen.
He doesn't. He's not requiring you. He's not saying you can't make mistakes. But He's saying, let me help you
praise
overcome
God.
The mistakes.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
One last verse. But the Philistines, verse 21, but the Philistines took Samson, took him and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the truth. I'm either going to work for God or I'm going to work for the devil.
That's true.
One or the other. In every situation, it's either a God work or it's a devil work.
Yes, sir.
The devil wants to put us in bondage. There's people that you know, that I know, that we love, and they are so bound up by the things of this world, by the flesh, and they don't know it. They don't
that's
understand.
Right.
How will they ever know the truth? They won't unless you and I say, God, use me.
Praise God. Yes.
Know by watch, by prayer, and see what God wants us to do. Life doesn't have to be boring. Jesus promised us in Matthew 6:33, if I would seek God, if I'd seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, that He would add everything I need in life.
Yeah.
That means I don't have to be my source. You don't have to be your source. If I'm letting God be God, He'll take care of be our source. Amen?
Amen.
This lady sent $200 to help the church on a work day. God's saying, I want to bless that.
Yeah.
You're going the right way. Come on now. Okay? God will send you in your personal life as well what you need when you serve Him. He'll send it to me what I need when I serve Him. But I've got to watch. By prayer, I've got to be looking, amen, and be listening. And recognize that every situation is a chance to draw closer to God.
Praise God.
Be more sensitive to God or be more insensitive to Him and be more sensitive to the enemy. Come on now, this is a chance to be excited. This is not to make us go, oh no. This is to make us go, oh yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about God's fixing to do something.
Praise God.
For those who yield to Him, He is going to sharpen you. He's going to take, and just like you run a knife across that stone,
yeah,
and you start shining.
Praise God.
And you
yeah
see the edge being honed and where it's useful.
That's
amen?
Yeah.
That's what He's going to do to us. All we have to do, you feel that? All we have to do is say yes to God.
Praise
Father God,
God,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we love You. We worship You.
Thank
You for the power of Your Word. We thank You for the truth of Your Word.
This morning,
there's some dull edges in my spirit. There's some dull edges in those that are listening this morning. But we say, Lord, take us and hone us. Lay us right on that stone, on the rock, on Jesus Christ. And by the Holy Spirit, that oil, let it be applied and rub us. Rub us, take off the rough edge, and make us the most energy efficient in Your will and Your plan, Father. Let it be. We ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would You come this morning? Would You come and make Yourself an altar? And say, Lord, I want to be used by You. I've got some areas I need to hear from You about. I'm going to hear from heaven. I'm expecting to hear. I'm expecting You to help me in this situation where the flesh is causing me problems. I want to see the level of the devil that is working in this situation. And I want to see Jesus above him where I can put the devil under that. Come on now, every one of us, we can have our life changed this morning. It's for all of us. He wants to encourage you. He wants to strengthen you like you've never been strengthened before. Oh, praise You, Master. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Son of God. Hallelujah to God. Praise
My God. Son of God. Praise the Lord. My Son of God.
Praise
the Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Every heart trembling. Oh, Son of God. Son of God. Remember.
You know, we got to get out of the mindset that we've got plenty of time. We do. We really do. Because, you know, Peter, when he wrote his epistle, he said, you know, he said, there's going to be scoffers in the last days, and they're going to say, where's his coming?
Yeah.
Where's his coming? Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to come at a time that they think not.
That's right.
Now, we've got some interesting things that's fixing to happen. We got Easter coming up, of course, but it's a Jewish feast, right? Passover. And this year, the first day of Passover, the April 15th, you step out of your house about 2:15 in the morning, 2:10 in the morning, and you're going to see a full lunar eclipse on the first day of Passover. Then we're going to have a full solar eclipse halfway between Passover and the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And on the Feast of Tabernacles, we're going to have another full lunar eclipse. The same thing's going to happen in 2015. Passover, Feast of Tabernacles. Now the last time that happened was in 1967 and 1968. Israel got Jerusalem back in the Six-Day War.
Yeah.
How it happened before that was the first year that they had their government. Israel set up as a nation May 14, 1948, but they didn't have their own government intact until 1949. It happened in 1949 and 1950. God said, I put things in the stars in the heavens for seasons and signs, but to get our attention.
Sure.
And we don't know when the Lord's coming. And anybody who would try to, like, you know, there's a guy who wrote a book. Me and Dolly got saved in 1991 and went to the bookstore. And we was looking through the bargain books, and they had a book, and it was in the bargain book, and because the title of it was 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come in 1988. This was 1991. So nobody knows. Jesus said only God the Father knows. So it's silly to set a date. But Jesus said we would know the season. And what we've got to be so on fire about is that what if he comes before we come back to church? What I mean is, what if history, we know it changes. The trump sound, the names change. Is there somebody that I can tell the truth to that's going to miss out? Can I say this one more thing to my neighbor or to my dad? We don't know. But we want to stand before God with a free heart to say, God, I took what you gave me and I used it to my best. Remember, we don't want to be like the one who said, here, Lord, I dug it and I hid it in the earth. But here, this is yours. Come on, the earth is the flesh. Okay, nobody did what you can do. You tell Jesus the way you know it. Amen. I don't know him the way you know him, but you can tell Jesus just the way you know him. And that may be just the way this one person needs to hear. The more evangelistic minded we are, the more we're going to see that everything else just falls in place. Really, the more I'm about Greg's business, the more trouble I've got. The more I'm about God's business, the more everything seems to work out. And I just say, how did that happen? Only God does. I love you this morning. I am so proud to be able to say I'm a part of this body of believers. Amen. Amen. Let's go get some more people and put them aside. Amen.
Okay.
Don't forget our singing. It'll be the 18th. Every third Friday. We're going to start doing it every third Friday. 18th will be our singing. And Saturday, that's a dirty word. Work day. Work day Saturday. And Don't forget the work day, and me and Paul's going to get together Wednesday about 3 and see what all the material we need to get. So, 9 o'clock Saturday.
Well, let's praise the Lord for that message and give him a hand clap of praise. I don't know about y'all, but I'm energized and I'm pumped up after hearing that.
Yeah.
You know that God's given us the call to prayer. You know, giving us the call to come to the front lines and everything, to be the prayer warriors that He made us to be. And I'm pumped up and excited about that, because anytime God calls us and tells us to do something, He equips us to do it. And praise God for that. James, already said our announcements, and in case you didn't hear them, the 18th, which is Good Friday, they're having another singing, and they're planning on doing it every third Friday of the month.
Singing a potluck dinner.
And singing a potluck dinner. And then on Saturday,
at 9 o'clock.
On Saturday at 9 o'clock, they're going to be having a work day. Anyone who can come and be willing to work. And are there any other announcements that we might be forgetting?
We'll take up our monthly missions offering tonight, first Sunday of the month.
Okay, we're taking up our monthly missions offering. So y'all be praying today, and that God will impress on your heart on what to give. You know, missions are an important thing.
Amen.
Any other announcements? Okay, if not, we'll stand and be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and worship You for this wonderful day that You gave us. We thank You for this wonderful message. Lord, that You have come in and You've given us a call to the front lines, that we can stand beside You, Lord, and that you are constantly going with us. And Father, we thank You that as we leave here today that You are going with us, and that every single step of the way You're right there beside us.
Amen.
And Lord, we just thank You for everything once again, and that You'll bring us back here safely, and that You'll keep us safe in everything that we do. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.